Again.
Hey everyone.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yo yo yo.
How are you, Kendra?
I'm okay.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, you're I'm always, good. You're always I'm just chilling. Like fine and good.
What did I tell you yesterday? I'm chilling at 3.
What?
The Shia LaBeouf.
Oh yeah. That was funny.
That was funny.
He's I got funny. So many I love him. On that. You know what? I've grown to like him.
You didn't like him?
I watched him in an interview once, and he was, like, being a dick. And
oh, is that when he was in the little phase of his?
I think
when
so.
When he was all drugged up?
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
Anyways.
I actually saw an interview with him where it was after he made the peanut butter movie.
Peanut butter movie?
Falcon
oh,
peanut butter.
Falcon. Peanut I butter just Falcon. Watched that.
Wasn't it so good?
I was gonna tell you to watch it.
You know he like wrote that and everything?
Shut up.
Yeah. He wrote it produced really it, directed it.
I did not know that.
Starred in it.
Yeah. I literally watched that last
week. Yeah, so he got into an accident while he was recording and he was on drugs. And Peanut Butter Falcon, I can't remember his name, but he like talked to him and he's like, I don't wanna lose you. And yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
And kinda like
shut
changed
up.
Shia, yeah.
Is the Peanut Butter Falcon, does he have Down syndrome in real
yeah.
life?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like, I didn't know that. I figured,
yeah,
but I
he
didn't
does.
Want to assume either.
So, like, obviously they had, like, gotten close recording, and then he, like, kind of woke him up.
Really?
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know.
It's a really good movie.
But
if you guys haven't seen it, Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah. Well, and I'm also referencing this, like, picture that Kendra posted on her Instagram where it was like
choose nine your different, Shia. Yeah, it was 9 different phases of Shia.
But what is, it, did he, is he off the wagon again?
I don't know.
Because I heard that video was kind of weird.
Did you see it?
No.
I watched, like, half of it
is and it
I was
weird?
Like, this
like, what
is
the
me.
Fuck's going on?
I thought I tagged you in it.
You did, but I didn't. It was, like, 10 seconds long.
Yeah, that's all I saw, too.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways. Today we're going to talk about boundaries and relationships.
All kinds of relationships?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll start off with self-care. I hung out with some friends this week, like bonfired. It's kind of nice.
Bonfired. I should have one. I haven't had like a fire
in
a really long time.
And I like your fire pit.
Yeah, it's really cozy.
It is. I like your backyard.
Thank you. I like it too.
Yeah.
What did I do? Oh. So it's fall now. So on like the first day of autumn equinox, there's like a tradition. People call it like a witch Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah, I saw your video.
So you like make a feast. I made a fucking feast for myself.
What'd you make?
I just made chicken and rice soup.
Oh, that sounds so good.
In the crock
pot.
It was delicious. I was going to, but I took it all to George's mom.
Oh. Because you panicked?
Because I panicked. Anyways. So that was good. It's like a time to like renew yourself, give thanks to the earth and what it's provided in the past like year. New beginnings, new intentions.
Interesting.
So that was my self-care.
Was it you who posted this thing where it was like fall's a reminder to, or the trees are about to remind us how to let stuff go or something?
Yes.
I was like yeah,
I feel this in my soul today.
I love trees.
I do too.
I just want to live by trees the rest of my life.
I know. I feel that. Like in the depths of the woods.
Yes. But it also scares me low-key. Last year we went to the Morton Arboretum for like their Christmas light
thing.
Yeah.
We went too.
Do you remember, like, how... Did you see the light? Obviously, they're all fucking lit.
Yes.
But there was one where it was, like a... There was noise with it.
Yes, at the very end.
Yeah, and the trees were breathing.
Yes.
Dude, wasn't that the most relaxing thing ever?
It was amazing. I want to go back.
I've never felt so chill.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And yeah. I think it was worth
it. And that was a time in my life where I was having a lot of, like, postpartum anxiety. Mm-hmm. And, I like, it stuck with me. Because I, like, literally I think of that imagery when I'm, like, freaking out.
Really?
And chill, yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of that when I'm, like, anxious.
Yeah. My therapist said that's, like...
It's a really good...
A good thing I do.
It is.
Like, I can use imagery.
I can.
In my head.
I'm just like, ah! Literally. Well, you know. Literally, guys.
That's you reminded like, me of Forky from Toy Story.
Forky. Oh, the fork?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that's been me like the past, like, I don't know.
Wait, so what else did you do?
I think that's all I did.
Okay.
I think.
But like in your little feast.
Well, then I like sat down and I meditated and I wrote in my journal. And I cleansed myself.
Is your journal the book that's in that photo with you?
It's
a thick-ass journal.
The orange one? Is that what you mean? In that picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thick journal.
Mm-hmm. It's a gratitude journal. My stepmom actually got it for me for Christmas.
It's pretty cool, bro.
I got her a gratitude journal, too, for Christmas. Isn't that funny?
Oh, my God. That's cool.
I know. I was like, oh. Say wavelength. Wavelength? Wavelength.
I didn't think you were speaking English for a second.
Because I said say wavelength. I meant same wavelength.
It's so like you were speaking like Japanese or something.
I wish. I could pretend.
Dude, I should fucking do that.
It helped. So, you out of all people know that I've been going through it the past like 5 months. And that helped. I feel like, good. Well, I mean like, not just that. But after that, I feel like, I feel better.
I feel like you've been a lot more chatty lately.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's how you know I'm not being myself, if I'm not chatty.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then... Yeah. Yeah, so I'm feeling a little bit better than I have the past, like, whatever.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm chilling.
That's how I can describe myself. I'm chilling. So boundaries.
Oh, we have responses.
Oh, yay.
Because I actually posted that in our story. You didn't see it?
I did, but I didn't look at any of the responses. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, that's okay. Elevator music. Do-do-do-do-do.
At work, we can't use the elevators. Well, you can. They're limited to one person.
What?
Because COVID. Oh my God. Isn't that weird?
Who's this? Some squat company followed us. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Fun. I didn't click on the profile, though.
Okay. So I asked people if they had boundaries. Mm-hmm. Now, look, this nifty thing you showed me.
Kendra knows how to work Instagram now. A round of applause.
Fucking 26 years old and I finally figured it out. Okay, so I asked people, do you have boundaries set in your relationships? And 76% of people said yes. So, and 24% no. And then I said, do you usually stick to them? And 83% people said yes.
I think that's kind of funny.
What?
I don't know. It's like you said, you're setting these boundaries and then...
Like, do you stick to them?
Though? Right, yeah.
Because that was, like, my thing. Like, I've literally been thinking about this since someone suggested that we talk about boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I fucking overthink everything. I, like, think in depth of everything and I just can't stop. So I ask people, like, what kind of boundaries do you have?
Right.
And this, I really like this one. My body, my choice when it comes to sex with my husband.
Yeah.
And fuck yeah. You should not be guilted into sex just because you're in a relationship.
No. Rape.
Jesus Christ.
It's true. No one knows.
No. I mean, like, guilted into it. Like, were you given?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what it is. No means no. Because I'm sure you said no one time.
Right.
Like, nah.
Right.
Not tonight. And then I was like, come on, baby. Fine, you know? Yeah. No, that's rape!
I think it's more like sexual harassment or something.
Yeah, no, I'm being dramatic, but...
I mean, it's along the lines of... It's cutting no, it but too
yeah,
close.
That's totally true. Like, saying no, can you respect that? Or like...
And I feel like it's one of those things where you have to be like vocal. Like, I'm saying no, and
nah,
that's it.
You're right. But I definitely do know people in relationships where, like, they do feel like, oh, this is my husband, boyfriend, fiance, whatever. Oh, so totally. I have to do it.
Totally.
That's not true.
It's not. And I've worked with, like, a lot of, like, older people.
Uh-huh.
Like, older than us. And they would, like... Like, oh, yeah, I gotta do the deed. Like,
what?
And I'm like, ooh, don't let me get to that point.
But why don't they want to do the deed?
I don't know. Just one of those things where they're like, oh, we've been married so long, blah, blah.
It's boring.
Okay, and the other, so another one said, the language that's used during fights or when someone's angry, I'll walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, I, like, 100% agree with that, actually. Like, Oscar knows. It's like, Oscar and I fight, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, if he... Oscar would try to talk to me like a dude. Like, one of his boys.
Ugh.
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 You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he'll, like, start cussing. And, like, get all, like, hood. And I'm just no. like, that's not for me, bro.
Nah, I am not the one.
I'm not the one.
God, I wonder if you guys are the same zodiac sign. Because you and her are, like, a lot of, like... I don't... No, you're not. Never mind. But you guys are
she really a water sign?
She's... God, is she the same as Kalila? I think she's a Capricorn.
I don't think I know any Capricorns.
My grandma's a Capricorn.
Like closely. Like, a close friend to me that's a Capricorn.
I don't think I do either.
Huh. I kind of forget about that sign. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm like, I hope I'm not, like, throwing anybody, like, someone's like, I'm a fucking Capricorn.
I know, someone's gonna, like, be like, you're shitty ass.
Well, I think she's a Capricorn, and I was close to her, like, most of my life.
But yeah, like, that, like, the language used, or, like, yeah, that's a boundary.
The next one said, I can't think of any boundaries, but financially, maybe. But I don't know really where to go with that. Financially,
like setting like a budget and sticking to it,
or maybe like I'm gonna pay for this, you pay for this.
Okay, yeah, in, like, yeah, a
relationship.
Yeah.
So I've been like literally thinking about this for fucking a week and a half.
I haven't given it much thought, so here we go.
So here we go. I've given it a lot of thought because, once again, my life has been a mess for a while, and. I'm like, maybe I don't have boundaries. And then I was like, no, I definitely have boundaries.
Like, okay, so you said definitely, like, what are your boundaries?
But that's what I mean. Like, that's why I'm like, well, maybe I don't have any because I'm not like, this is my boundary right here. Okay. This and this and right. this. But, like, I know I'm not going to get walked all over.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, I'm not going to let anybody walk all over right, me. Right, and right. I feel like that's a boundary.
Right.
Same.
Like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, what is one of my boundaries where, like, I'm not going to let somebody walk over me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I've seriously been thinking about this for a week and a half, and I'm like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think of, like, friendship boundaries I have.
Like, I can't think of, like, any. Well, okay, maybe one. So, like... Okay, I'm just with my mom. So, mm-hmm. My mom's very, like, intrusive.
In your
she
life?
She was. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's just, like, I can't, like, you have to learn people. Like, I can't give her the response that she's seeking.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, she's just going to keep going.
Okay.
So, it's, like, I really had to learn how to just stop, which is really hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like... If someone's giving me something, I'm going to give it right back. So, like, that was one of the things where I'm like, all right, I just got to stop because it's not going to end.
Helpful. Yeah. Okay.
So, okay. I would consider that a boundary, I guess.
No, it is. Because it's just, like, my boundary is that I'm not going to give it back.
Right.
Or fall into it.
One thing I had to learn with George is, like, if we're arguing, I'm, like, one that's, like, no, we need to have this conversation right now. And he's very much, like, I need time away from this conversation. And he, like we have to put it off. Because if he's too angry, then we can't have that conversation right now.
Okay.
So that's something I had to learn of his. Like, George has very good boundaries. That's and, good. Like, I think that's, like, kind of taught me more.
Uh-huh.
Because, I don't know, I feel like I have them, but I'm like, this isn't, like, I don't have set ones, like, in life in general, which boundaries are, so I did look up, like, okay, why are boundaries so good?
Uh-huh.
Because part of me is like, are they really that great to have? Okay, so the purpose of boundaries is ultimately to keep us safe and ensure our relationships are healthy. There are limits we set to protect ourselves from being used, manipulated, or violated by others. They allow us to separate our personal identity, thoughts, and feelings from those of others. Which I thought that was a really good explanation.
Wait, what was the last? They allow us to
separate our personal identity, thoughts, and feelings from those of others.
Okay. So, like, you're not influenced, right? That's
right.
That's where that's going.
Which, I don't know. This is a hard topic.
Yeah. I would say I have boundaries of, like friendship-wise. Like, it takes a lot for me to, like, get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, like, if someone's, I don't know. I'm not one to just, like, knock people out of my life. But, like, if I try and try and try, like, twice.
Literally try and try.
Yeah. And, like, it's not being reciprocated, and, like, I'll be here when you want me to be here. So,
we just had this conversation.
Yeah.
So, like,
we did. So, that's why, because it was recent, I remembered, but that's, like, one of my things. Like, that's, like, a boundary for me. Because, okay. Like, then I'm just going to keep trying, and then I'm going to be, like, whoa.
Right. So, I think, on my end, because I'm not like that, I'm, like, I will always probably keep trying.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's not reciprocated, which obviously is not good because it's hurting me.
Right,
because
it makes you sad.
Right.
Who wouldn't get sad?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it happens more in my life than it should.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the sense of, like, I'm really bad at, like, I my feelings get super hurt. But it's like, well, if I don't keep trying, then this relationship's never going to be anything, ever.
Mm-hmm. See, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, I get that. I guess I'm not that way.
Because, like, I like another boundary of mine is, I don't even know if it's a boundary, just a belief. Like, I don't need all these people in my life.
That's true.
You know? Like, yeah. I can have my family and I'm good.
Yeah, I get you. But then again, it's like, especially if they're going to continue being in my life in some sort of way,
yeah.
I feel like I can't just give up.
Yeah. I hear you.
Which is, I mean, it's not healthy.
Right. No, yeah, like, I definitely have, like, some, like a friend mm-hmm. who, like, we used to be friends, and now I only see them at parties, and it's awkward, but, like, yeah. I'm grown now, so it's not that awkward.
Right.
But, like, you know, like, stupid high school shit where it was, like, okay, I had no boundaries back then, so, like,
right.
Shit went to shit. But, like, another boundary, I think, is, I forgot what I was gonna say. It was, like, right there. It was a good one, too.
Damn.
I need to write notes.
I know. Well, that's what I was trying to do, and I was, like, getting so flustered. Because I was, like, part of my problem with my boundaries is that I don't communicate that. And, like, so once I'm pissed, I'm fucking pissed. And I'm a bitch. And then it's like, what the fuck?
And then people are like, well, why is she being such a bitch?
Right. And that's part of, like, I think, like, that's part of my problem, too. Is yeah. I'm not like, hey, this, I try to be like, hey, this isn't cool.
Right.
But once I'm mad, it's really hard for me to, like,
take a breath. Like,
yeah, like, this isn't cool. I'm just not like that.
Yeah. Just... No, yeah.
But I feel like if you're my friend, you know that.
Right.
You already know that. Like, once right. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Damn, it's bothering me.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's really frustrating. No, it was, like, a friend thing, and I just can't even think about it, because I was, like, thinking as I'm talking.
Well, you were talking about high school.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I don't know. But let me try to think, like, marriage-based.
I think relationships are just hard for me in general. It's not like I grew up having all these great relationships to base my life off of.
Yeah.
Like, I've had one true, like, well, I shouldn't say one. I've had two, like, truly great friendships in my life, like, growing up. But, like, that's it. I mean, me and my sister are good now. We fought a lot growing up. Because, once again, no boundaries.
Laugh like that again.
Huh?
Laugh like that again.
What did it? Did I laugh?
You said,
I didn't
you know what? That is so true. Like, am I blessed, lucky that I have had good relationships in my life? I never thought about it.
Yeah. And it's not like one of those things where it's like, I'm an adult.
No.
You know what I mean? But like, I haven't had that chance. Like, from the get-go, I was like,
right,
how am I going to navigate this? So it's like, I don't know. I'm thankful that my best friend grew up having solid relationships, that she kind of taught me how to reciprocate.
Right. Like,
because she's very, like,
I don't care if modeled it for you.
Yeah, like, I don't care if you're not going to do this for me. I'm going to do it for you. And that's probably part of me that's like, I don't care if someone's not going to reciprocate this. I'm still going to do that because this is the person I am.
Okay.
Like, I want you to know I'm here.
Right.
So, I mean, part of it. I mean, she's got the best boundaries I've ever seen in relationships. So, it's like.
That's good.
I try to model that a little bit, but I got more of a temper than she does.
So what else did you think of in your week of pondering?
I don't know. I've seen.
Did anyone respond? Did you say all of them?
Yeah, I said all of them. I'm telling you, I had the hardest time, like, thinking about it. I don't know if I had a hard time thinking about it because it's like, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Did you remember what you were
going to
say?
No, I just Googled something, so it helps work stuff. So, like, having, like, accountability, I think, is a boundary for, I don't know. Gosh. Guest appearance by Oscar. Like, admitting mistakes.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Like, backstage. I feel like that's something, like, that I need. Like, I hate when, like, people are wrong.
You hate when,
like, I hate when, like, people can admit they're wrong. So I feel like that.
Admit that they're wrong.
Right. Yeah. That. Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, no, like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Like, that's something that my husband knows. So that's like a boundary. Like, I need you.
I need you to hold yourself accountable.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm 1,000% with you.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Like, it's okay being wrong.
Right. Not everyone's right.
I mean, it's, and that, but see, that's another thing too. Like, I need friends that are going to be able to handle, like, hey, this isn't cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I want honesty in my friendships. Like, I posted something on Instagram that said, you know, those friends that are honest as fuck, that hurt your feelings, but you fuck with them because they're so real with you, or something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, like, it's okay to be honest. You can hurt people, but you don't, it's not intentional. Like, people's feelings are going to be hurt at some point. You just have to accept that, and that people aren't trying to hurt you. My therapist always says, these people are doing things, but are they doing them to you? She's like, even if they are doing them to you, you have to think that they aren't. Because you're going to keep killing yourself.
Because
that's part of my problem, too. Personally, like, I feel like if people move a certain way, they're doing that intentionally to hurt me.
Okay.
So I feel like, I mean, you got to know your own boundaries, too.
Right.
Like, when you should and shouldn't say stuff. Or, I don't know. God, relationships are just fucking hard.
Yeah. And then I remember, like, starting in a relationship, like an intimate relationship, like, mm-hmm. with Oscar, because we've been together for forever. Like, I had, like, my own personal boundaries. Like, I didn't want to... I don't know, I guess I just grew up traditional, where I was like, no, we're not doing that, you know? Like, yeah. And it took a while, and he totally respected it, which was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, even things like that, like, looking back now, like, if that's something that someone should totally respect, like, it's, it, like, before, like, it's your body, like.
Right. Oh, yeah, I mean, I've been in situations where I felt, not with George, obviously, where... people think that I'm with them, so not even. Like, people just think that I'm there, that, oh, well, this is what we're doing. Like, right. You have to.
Right. See, that's just so messed up to me.
Right here, right now.
Like, I can't imagine.
Fuck.
I can't imagine. And then I can imagine having that, being naive that young, where you're just like, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then that can just totally fuck you up for the rest of your life.
Your rest of your life, that's right. And that happened to me once, and this guy stood in front of the door and was like, no, you're not leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, holy shit, like,
oh,
what the fuck?
That's not cool.
It was really insane. But that's what I mean. Like, what are your boundaries that you're like, okay, this isn't it. Like, you can say no at any time. You can say this isn't what you want at any time. I actually, my stepsister posted something about, let's normalize not ghosting people and telling people that this just isn't working. And I was like, oh my God, that would hurt my feelings so bad, but it's so true.
Really? Yeah. See, like, I'm fine with someone being like, nah.
It would hurt my feelings, but at the same time, but it's like, oh, well, you're being honest, though.
Right. Because then I'm probably feeling it, too.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah. It wouldn't, like, catch you off guard. Like,
right. Unless... I don't know. I guess I'm not really good. Yeah. I don't know. And then I also, okay, I'm just trying to think, like, relationships and all. Like, I feel like I have to start thinking of setting boundaries for my daughter.
Right. Right.
So, like, right now, like, she's starting a bite. Because she's 11 months old. She's teething. But yeah. It's just, like... I need to, like, have her thinking now that it's not okay to bite, even though she doesn't know what she's...
Right.
Well, I think she does know what she's doing, and that's why I'm telling her no. But, like, setting up those, like, good behaviors.
Yeah.
And boundaries for her, and, like...
Mm-hmm. Well, even, like... Like, even... I posted something on this yesterday. Kids getting... Like, giving you consent. Like, you don't need to force your kid to hug anybody. Mm-hmm. You don't need to force your kid to kiss anybody if they don't want to.
Yeah.
Being tickled, even.
Right.
That's, like, okay, yeah, you're not doing it. I mean, you might not be doing any harm tickling. But, like, that's setting up their psyche for, mm-hmm. like, the rest of their life.
Right, exactly. Now, I remember, like, reading about that a long time ago, too. And, like, I, like, try to implement it as much as I can. Like, even, like, with my... Like, my kids, like, oh, can you give me a hug? Can I give you a hug? But then, like, I feel like some people try and do it, but they, like, give him a hug anyways.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, like, my godson, he's very temperamental, I guess you could say, where, like, he will say no. And then
Which
I'm just like,
awesome.
Okay. Like, yesterday was his birthday, and he didn't want to take a picture with us. And I made him take a picture with us. And, like, the whole time, I felt bad, but I was like, we're taking a picture. Well, I was, like, begging him.
Like, once again, I take everything to, like, the next level. But, like, it goes to that part of, like, piercing ears. Like, I know, like, everybody does it. Everybody gets their baby's kids' ears pierced, but I chose
not everyone does it.
Well, I know, like, most of the females in my life that have little kids, they all have but, like, I chose not to do that, and it was like, but why? I'm like, well, I just don't, there's no point. Like, it's, like, to me, this is no point. And it goes back to, like, well, later in life, if that's something she wants, she can vocalize that and say, like, okay, yeah, I want that. Or, what was the other thing? And I was like, damn it, I'm like, why do we keep doing this? Forgetting what we're gonna say.
Like, in regards to Camila?
Yeah. Damn it. That makes me mad. It had something to do with that too.
Or like even just like taking other people's advice. Yeah. Like at the end of the day, like I know what I'm gonna do.
Wait.
Or like I should say not taking other people's advice. Like, okay, like my mom always has her 2 cents to put it on how I'm raising my daughter.
Right.
So, like, nah. I'm going to do what I want to do.
I get you.
Or, like, my mother-in-law or, like, anyone, you know? Right. Just, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get that.
Because there is people who are just like, oh, okay, like, yeah, you did this before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
That's the thing I was saying. I've done this before. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm going to talk about this 10 times.
Yeah, and I see how your kids came out now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's really hard. And, I mean, like, I don't know.
I think another boundary I have within myself, like, for my own self, is, like, I'm pretty good at, like, knowing when I need help.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's, like, a hard, like, I feel like I've gotten pretty depressed before where I was just like, no, this is it. This is the lowest I can ever go in my life. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's, like, my standard.
Oh.
And, like, I don't even like to get close to it anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'll let myself fucking
dive. So, like, that's, like, a hard line I have within myself where, that's like, cool. I'm very thankful I have, like, a couple people in my life where I can be like, I am not okay right now.
Right. Yeah, that's actually really great.
Yeah, so, like...
I mean, I feel like probably a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah. Like, I think that's another... Like, I'm pretty, like, self-disciplined in that manner. Ask me to work out. Not really, but... But, like, mentally, I'm pretty disciplined within myself.
That's cool.
Like, that's, like, my own, like, self-boundary I check for myself.
I feel like... But, like, how do you do that? Because I feel like I ask for help, and it, like...
Do you say, like, I need help?
Yes.
Like, but then you gotta say, like, what is that? Like, what is that to you?
Okay, so, if you say you need help, what does that mean? Like, what... How do people help you?
They come over, they come sit with me, like, just whatever.
Okay. I'm trying to get ideas.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, just... And I think that's, like, what before I used to just be, like, I felt lonely.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, I need you to be here with me right now.
Yeah.
Or, like, can you just talk with me for forever? You know, like, can we just text all night? Because, yeah. I don't know, I was feeling lonely. Stuff, shit like that. It helps me, obviously. Everyone's different.
Yeah, no. I feel like. Well, we just talked about that. When I'm, like, not as chatty. Like, if I'm... What is this? I'm just, like, not as chatty when I'm down. But, like, even if I do ask for help, sometimes it's just... And I think that's why I try so hard in other relationships, because I've been the one where it's, like, I ask people for help, and I'm not getting that still. Mm. And it's, like, so I don't want anybody to ever feel that way. That no one's trying to help them.
Right. Yeah. So I'm reading this because I Googled boundaries. It says, are you creating a wall or establishing boundaries in your relationship? So, like, a wall confines you to a past that cannot be changed, which is obviously unhealthy.
Mm.
Whereas boundaries help you resolve your past patterns.
Okay. So you're not, like, going down a road
then. Right. Or, like, a wall is a barrier to new beginnings, whereas boundaries can help you live a more authentic life. Walls are constructions of loneliness and isolation, whereas boundaries lead to a better connection with self and others.
Mm. So, maybe I don't know. I feel like...
Are you walling, or are you boundarying?
That's gotta be the name of this podcast.
Wallen.
I don't know. I feel like I have boundaries. Some.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's just that you're probably just so good at doing it, you don't even realize you're doing it.
Okay, that's a really nice compliment.
No, but it's true. But like,
you might be right.
Like, I don't think you have walls up.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Because right. I feel like if somebody asks me, I'm going to tell them.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm also not going to go out of my way to be like, I'm feeling like this. And, like, I feel like any time I've ever done that in my life, it's fucking backfired. Hard. But, like, I feel like it's important to ask. I get irritated, like, if someone can't notice me, like, changing my vibe. Does that make sense? Like, if your vibe changed, I'd be like, hey, you good? Like,
yeah. But some people just are not intuitive of that.
You're right.
Some people just truly are, don't get it. Or just aren't.
But, like, how do you distinguish that between people just ignoring it?
You just gotta know the person.
That's fair.
You gotta follow your gut.
What else did you got?
Relationship boundaries for your health. I will not work harder on your problems than my own.
Ugh, fuck
you. I feel like that's a boundary I have put in place.
Yeah, I need to do that.
No, like, seriously, like, that's something that I did used to do. Like,
put more.
Try.
Yeah.
Whereas now we're in an even playing field. But, like, this goes literally, like, I was complaining to Kendra right now how, like, Oscar wants me to set all these appointments for him, where I'm just like, bruh.
No.
You're a grown-ass man. And I understand. I literally understand why my mom always used to say, when, like, what are you going to do when I'm gone? That's what I wanted to tell him. What are you going to do when I'm gone?
Right.
Like, die. Not, like, because I'm going to leave him.
Yeah.
Like,
right. No, I get you.
Like, oh, it drives me crazy.
I do think about that, like, when... Because me and George aren't, like... I feel like the past... Since we've had Khalila, me and George have developed a lot more, like, good boundaries. Uh-huh. Like, our relationship's gotten healthier, which it doesn't always work that way, so I'm very thankful. We're not like that. I'm not going to do all that for him.
And I still will, probably. Because it's just annoying.
Because he needs it, and you're just like, well, you need it.
Right. Yeah. I feel like a mother. I will not spend time trying to change someone who does not want to change. Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't do that either. Do I? No, I don't.
I will not allow someone to hurt me over and over. See, and that's the thing, like, if you're someone listening to this podcast, and you kind of felt that.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Are we? Yeah. You're making me panic.
Am I?
Oh my god. Oh, we are.
Woo. Oh my gosh. I was just kidding, but I'm glad you double checked. Oh, did you lose your train of thought?
No. Oh, that if you think that you do let someone hurt you over and over again, like, you should think about that. And maybe not let that person hurt you. Like, no one deserves to get hurt over and over and over again.
Right.
Like,
well, and like you, like I've stated, I mean, and that's, I feel like that's something I set myself up for,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not meaning to, like, obviously I don't want that to happen, but I just can't help but try.
Right.
But you're right. It's important to be like, okay, I've done enough.
Right. Like, you have to set that boundary. Like,
but at that point too, sometimes I feel like, well, they're going to use this against me someday that I didn't try enough.
Kinda.
This is the way I think.
What the fuck does it matter?
I literally think about every possible solution.
I'm such a, like, fuck people off person, though.
I feel... So, this is... Once I care about somebody, like, that's it. Like, right. I care about them.
Yeah.
So, then it's really hard for me to be like that.
Right. No, yeah. And I hear you.
Which is not good if they're not reciprocating that careness.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Boundaries.
I will not allow others to control how I spend my time and energy. That's a good one.
Because I don't think people think about how much energy they're actually spending. Mm-hmm. People don't understand, like, how much their energy is being dispersed in between people.
See, and that's something that I've been very much in tune with more. Lately.
Well, it's important, too.
Where I'm just, like, spending too much energy on this shit.
Right. And I feel like a lot of people can't... have a hard time recognizing that.
Right. And you know what? And I think that's why I'm in such a good place, and I'm just chilling.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm chilling. Science of healthy boundaries. Saying yes because you want to and not out of obligation or to please others. Yeah. Why are you smiling like that?
Because I feel like I'm a yes person.
Yeah, you think you're a yeser?
Yeah.
You know what? I kind of do that too.
And I like then my plate's just because like, I feel way bad. Too full.
Yeah, like when you have 4 parties in one day because you couldn't say no to one of them.
Right.
That's me all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel so bad.
But see, then that's my problem too, is that when people say no to me, then I'm like so hurt. Because I always say yes to everyone.
See? No. You can't. That's unhealthy.
I know. It's super unhealthy.
You can't expect that from other people.
I know. Which is why I need to stop saying yes to everybody.
Yeah. It's hard. That's why. There's the whole list, but I picked that one out because I think we both kind of do that. Behaving according to your own values and beliefs.
Oh, I thought I...
Yeah. I feel like there's definitely are those people, though, that, like, change who they are with the people that are around.
That's for sure. And you know what? People might not even be doing it intentionally.
True.
It's just their environment changes who they are. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not like that at all. Thankfully. And I feel like that's huge. You need to stick to who you are. Ethically, morally.
Yeah. Oh, and it says knowing who you are, what you believe, and what you like.
Yeah, 1,000%. I mean, that's not an issue for me.
Yeah. And if you're, like, I honestly felt like for a while, not that long ago, like, I just didn't know who I was. Like, yeah. I was like, who am I? Who is this person that I'm being right now?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was just a lot of shit going on, and I was just like, no, this is not okay with me. Like, where it was like it was kind of okay, or like
you like normalized it,
right? Exactly. That's it. And then I was just like, no, that's not what I believe in, or like that's not okay with me, or that's not how I'm gonna live my life. And
I think that's really hard. I think that's like a core thing for anyone that they need to know who they are to have any boundaries.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. And that's what I was gonna say. Like, yeah. And it takes a lot, because it could possibly mean an important relationship in your life.
Right. And I feel like, so back to, like, my best friend, she's always known exactly who she is. Like, I, like, 1,000%, even when we were little, she, like, just knew who she was. And I think that's something she really taught me. Like, no one can take that away from you.
Right. Like, exactly.
And, like, that's how you set up boundaries with other people. Within yourself, I mean, and you have to respect other people's boundaries, but you can't do that unless you know who you are,
right?
And you're good.
See, and that's something too. Like, I gotta be good. Like, I have to be good.
Right. Because then you don't have any healthy relationships if you're not good.
Right. Or it's just like, I don't know. Like, who is this? I don't know. I was very much in a place like, who is this person?
And I think everybody goes through that. Anyways,
true.
And often, like, we're always changing.
Yeah.
So then it's like,
a little bit.
How do you recognize good change? And
I think self-care is so important. You gotta check in with yourself, or you gotta make time for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, people think it's cheesy, and like, oh, I have kids, and I can't, like, it's not, like, literally, it could be taking a shower and closing your eyes and thinking good thoughts. Like,
or, like, another boundary. Like, I don't have to be with my husband 24/7.
Right.
I don't have to be at his, like...
That's something I had to unlearn.
Yeah,
like... Because I was very attached. Like, why aren't we together?
Yeah.
And now that... Now I'm not like that.
Right. I want to say I was probably like that, like, in that puppy love stage. Like,
exactly.
Year one. But, like, now I'm just, like... No, or, like, and it makes me so angry when I, like, travel without him, and people are, like, and your
Where's
husband?
Where's your husband? Yes.
At fucking home.
Yep, I get that all the time. Or you go somewhere, and they're like, oh, well, who's your kid? Her dad? I mean,
Oh, my God, yes.
Like, the other fucking person that made her? Get out of here with that. Oh. It's so weird.
Like, would you call that a boundary where, like...
Yes.
Like, I don't care. what you think. Like, this is what I do.
It's a total boundary for sure. Because it has to be exhausting caring what people think all the time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Yes,
exactly. It kills your energy. It's exactly. So it goes back to where you're putting your energy at.
And literally, like, I'm such a bitch when people ask me. I'm like, I'm literally like.
With their dad. Like, home? Right. Like, why did you? I got that too, like, when I went to Florida for my birthday with my mom. Uh-huh. Like, well, what about George? I'm like, what about him? Right. Like, we don't have to be together constantly.
No. Or, like, even, like, a Mexican. So, like, we've talked about this. Like, serving him a plate.
Right.
Nah, homie.
No, like, that's not, like, a standard. Like, I'm hungry. Maybe I will sometimes. Like, sure, I'll.
When I want to.
Right.
When I want to.
On my terms.
Right.
No,
right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Boundaries. And that's, like, you have.
I'm fired up.
I'm fired up. When me and George first started dating, my mom had, like, extremely upset me. Like, totally crossed a line that she shouldn't have crossed. Uh-huh. And George put her in her place. And, like, that was, like, holy shit. And, like, that, like, right there, I was, like, holy shit, like, you can do this?
Yeah.
You can, like, set the standard with people right away. Like, how, like, that kind of taught me how to...
That's good.
...standardize my relationships I develop with people.
You know, it's awkward when, like, those boundaries don't align. Like, yeah, that's awkward when that happens. But, yeah, boundaries... I feel like we, again, like, we all have them. We don't really realize they're there because I think they're just part of who we are.
Yeah. But I think it's important that we're able to identify them.
Right, because then you can notice if they're...
being crossed.
Right.
With that. See, that's my problem, I think, is I don't know... Like, I know I have them, but, like, once they're crossed, I'm...
No.
Angry.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's how I deal with it.
Right.
But that's not... I need to know what those boundaries are so that I can deal with it in a better... Well, that's when you need
to communicate it.
Better matter.
Yeah.
But you need to communicate your boundaries. I don't know how to communicate without anger is my issue.
Well, I think that's why, like, you maybe need to, like, kind of somehow make your boundaries known to other people so they know that's a boundary of yours, you know?
Yeah.
It's like communicating it before it gets...
Before it happens.
It happens.
Yeah, I think I said that at the beginning. Like, we should be able to communicate our boundaries.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, man. It's hard.
Right, and if it's, I feel like it's really strong relationships in your life, they know you well enough to know, period. Like, to know what your boundaries
are.
Period.
Periods. Do you guys follow Bretman Rock?
Oh my god, I love him.
I look forward to his stories every single day.
Your story made me laugh today.
Because every day he says,
I remember,
wake your bitch ass up. And I'm like, you're right. Wake my bitch ass up. And then every night he says, good night. Just remember, you a bad bitch, period. I'm like, yes.
I remember when he was, like, all skinny and scrawny.
Yeah. He was just talking about that in his story the other day.
I don't, like, follow him.
Oh,
I
my
just,
God.
I just get the pleasure whenever he, like, randomly pops up
He's
on me.
So,
you know what I mean?
Funny.
He is.
Oh, my God.
He is.
That's how we should end our episodes.
He lives in... Where does he live? In Hawaii?
Okay.
Just remember, he's a bad But he's bitch. From the Philippines. Like, he used to live in the Philippines
Filipino,
at first, right?
I think so.
Like, when he first started... Because he started on YouTube, maybe?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, but... he's doing it.
He's doing it. And he, like...
He cracks me up, like, when he's...
just watering my plants in silk only. He's got, like, these silk... the silk pajamas on. Like, he doesn't do anything all fucking day. He just, like...
I remember, like, I watched a video of him and his sister once, and it was the funniest shit to me. I don't even remember what it was about, but I was just like...
He posted a video with his nieces, and he was, like... He was, like, trying to take a video with her, and then, like, the next video she's out, he's like, well, Cleo... did not want to take a video with me. And then he went and got his nephew and was like trying to get his nephew. His nephew's a baby. He can't move. Anyways, he's really funny. Bretman Rock.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, follow us on Instagram, not Bretman Rock. We'll follow
Crunchy
him
too. Tattooed Moms Podcast.
Yeah. We should make
on
that
Insta.
Shorter. No, maybe not. Insta, Facebook. That's it, I guess.
Yeah. Can I hop on Twitter and tweet shit?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, if you do it,
anytime I'm on Twitter, I'm being passive aggressive. Let me just throw that out there.
When you're on Twitter?
Yes. Anytime I tweet, it's because someone pissed me off.
I'm not on Twitter, so I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you know that?
That you're not on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't follow you.
Oh, okay. Oh, anyways. Okay. Okay.
Bye, toodles. Goodbye. Set those boundaries.